This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops will release two reports tomorrow which are sure to embarrass the Church. One is a preliminary account of the causes and context for sexual abuse by priests. The other is an audit of pedophilia in the Church over the last half century. Newsleak suggests that 4% of priests have been accused of abusing minors, twice as many as the Catholic Church previously estimated. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports.
By any measure, tomorrow will not be a good day for Catholic bishops. Having promised to figure out just how rampant sexual abuse has been in the Church, now they must face the numbers. As one source put it, "I can't imagine they'll be anything short of horrified." Indeed, the preliminary numbers, seen by CNN, are bleak. More than 4,400 priests have been accused of abusing some 11,000 children since 1950. Richard Sipe, a former priest and psychotherapist who has treated abusive priests, says even these figures are less than meet the eye. For one thing, he says, the researchers from John Jay College of Criminal Justice were not given access to the files, but had to rely on the bishops to give them information.
I don't think that anybody thinks that this report will tell the complete story and give the complete numbers. This is a self-report, and self-reports always underestimate the facts.
Church officials say they could not simply open up their file cabinets for privacy reasons. But even church officials say the study will underreport other things as well. For instance, how much the church has spent in settling abuse claims. The report won't include recent settlements, such as the $85 million payout by the Boston Archdiocese. And the report may undercount the number of victims as well. Thomas Reese is a Jesuit priest and editor of America magazine.
Are there more than 11,000 victims of priest sexual abuse? Absolutely. Clearly there are people out there who don't want to come forward either because they just don't want to have to relive this story or because they don't trust the church.
The broad brushstrokes of the report might not inspire much trust either. The report will show the number of abusers, not by year, but by decade, and not by diocese or parish, but by large regions. For example, Region 4 covers Baltimore to Miami. According to Patrick Schiltz, who has defended the church in several cases, the church is worried about lawsuits. He says some states have strict privacy laws, and so the church cannot give too many telling details.
By releasing certain types of information about a priest, they may set the diocese or the bishop up for lawsuits brought by the priest. Lawsuits brought, for example, for defamation, or under some state laws for invasion of privacy or for release of private information.
Schiltz says church lawyers may be exercising an overabundance of caution, believing that if the church discloses information about an abusive priest that came from, say, his therapist, or even from a confession to another priest, that might waive the church's privilege or right to keep that information out of court. In the silver lining department, the study suggests that the number of allegations peaked in the 1970s and has been declining ever since. Father Thomas Reese says the turning point came in 1984 when a priest in Lafayette, Louisiana was convicted of molesting 36 boys. The church paid out $20 million.
This was a wake-up call to every bishop in the country because the following year the insurance agents came in and said, "We're no longer going to cover this in your insurance." So bishops began to focus on this problem and really got woken up to the fact that there was something they had to deal with.
And they spent years working out guidelines, clearly not always followed, to immediately investigate allegations of abuse and cooperate with civil authorities. In the end, Patrick Schiltz says, the report will satisfy no one completely.
It's a classic half-full, half-empty situation.
Half-empty because the church could disclose more. Half full because
the church has done a level of self-investigation and self-disclosure that is far beyond that done by any other organization in America or anywhere else in the world.
And, he says, the church deserves credit for that. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News, Washington.